Hi, this is a dictation for Joshua Wimberly, J-A-S-H-A-W-N-W-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. The patient is date of service is 6/14/2023. Date of birth is 8/9/2001. Date of accident is 6/10/2022. This patient was initially seen as a new patient on 4/4/2023. He forgot to visit us for the last month. It is reported that allegedly he was a driver of a car where he was involved in automobile accident when somebody rear-ended on a traffic light at 60 miles an hour. It caused severe headaches along with dizziness, lack of focus, loss of concentration, blurred vision. As well as the patient started having severe pain in the neck, mid-back and lower back at the level of 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 with radiation to the right leg posteriorly and anteriorly involving second, third, fourth toe in a manner of S1, S2 dermatome and L3, 4, 5 dermatome fashion. On the first visit, patient was provided medications and he was also sent for a chiropractic treatment. Physical therapy and MRI was ordered for the patient to identify the pathologies involved. Drug screen was ordered. Physical therapy was begun at 3 times per week. And patient was also provided attended care. After that, the patient missed his visit for the last month. And he presents today with the pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 8 at this time. He also now reports pain in both the knees that was not reported earlier. He reports that it feels very tight and painful, especially in the right knee more than the left. Overall pain level varies from 5 to 8. He does not report any radiation of pain to the right leg that was reported last time. And ADLs are affected from 6 to 9. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs. Patient reports 30% improvement in the pain level. Kindly review the chart for the system review for the additional history for substance abuse and for compliance program. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 110 over 80, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 4/4/2023. The dictation number is 0411-013. Kindly use the general review, muscular skeleton examination and musculature examination only. The MRIs, so the diagnosis remains the same plan is as follows. First of all, the MRIs that were ordered are as follows. They are available. They were done on May 9th. There is a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, bulging disc at C5-6, and C6-7. There is no major spinal cord stimulation, stenosis, or nerve root compression. In the lumbar region, there is no disc herniation, just a mild spondylosis in the MRI. In the thoracic MRI, there is a small central disc herniation at T3-4, T4-5, T5-6, T6-7, T7-8, and T8 and 9. The patient has been advised for all the options, including injection treatment and surgical consultation, although it doesn't appear that patient will require surgery. He has been advised about stretching the spine at home by jumping on a high bar, as well as neck yoga exercises, everything else. Has been discussed with him. Role of the heat, water heat as well as the infrared and laser heat has been discussed at length. Physical therapy has a great role as well as the chiropractic and acupuncture that has been discussed. Patient is referred for those. Medication-wise, patient is provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily for a pain relief. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Aleve 50 mg at night for sleep, GAD disorder and pain. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for further relief of radiculopathy and headaches. The patient is otherwise stable. He'll be seen again in a month's time. Until then, he'll continue doing his therapy. Thank you. He remains disabled for work and housework. He's not provided any attended care at this time. Thank you.